WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Every summer, thousands of avid theatergoers migrate to Western Massachusetts. Critic at large Laurie Stone knows why they're so eager to get there.
Many summer theaters produce sitcom-style plays on the order of Neil Simon, and shows like The Music Man that were dated when they first came out of the chute. But in the Berkshire Mountains area of Massachusetts, the summer theaters inject more bracing drama into the air. This year, ozone filthied as the air is, the infusion feels even more energizing than usual. If you visit the region, take chances. There can be real surprises. The Lenox Music Theater, director Martha Clark is a member of it, tries out pieces charted for New York. Last year, at the Berkshire Theater Festival in Stockbridge, I saw an early, entertaining version of The Boys Next Door, which subsequently had a successful off-Broadway run. The Mount, in Lenox, is Edith Wharton's summer home and the headquarters of Shakespeare and Company. Afternoons, this company presents 2 one-act plays based on Wharton's stories. One is staged on a piazza which overlooks rolling lawns and woods that lead to Laurel Lake. You feel you're at an Italian or Swiss resort, frequent settings of Wharton's. During the intermission, blackberry tea and pastries are served. The second piece is played in the drawing room with its triple French doors, Turkish rugs, and forest green drapes. This year, the view and edibles were as captivating as ever, and the first play, Confession, about a Lizzie Borden figure who tries to make a new life after her sensational trial, effectively transported Wharton's brooding on entrapment to the stage. Alas, the second piece, The Ghost Story, Afterward, failed to convey Wharton's atmosphere. The day I was there, however, a thunder and lightning storm lit the skies and flooded the drawing room, providing welcome excitement. It can't be promised every afternoon, but The Mount always offers more pleasure than tedium. But far and away the most ambitious production I saw was Bertolt Brecht's The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy, staged by the Williamstown Theater Festival. Brecht wrote the play in 1941, waiting in Finland for the chance to flee Europe. He turned Hitler and his crew into Chicago mobsters, lifting images from the movies, hoping to engage the American eye. The play begins in 1933, when Arturo Uy turns 40 and feels he isn't famous enough. The public is bored with his murders, so he turns to government corruption. His career mirrors Hitler's. Just as Hitler set fire to the Reichstag building to crush his enemies, so Uy torches the warehouse of the Vegetable Trust. In another sequence, he's coached in elocution by a has-been actor, as Hitler was. Uy has no conscience, only appetite and will, but he's fascinating, this monster alternately pleased with himself and doubtful. Peter Hunt's production, with sets designed by John Conklin and costumes by Santo Loquasto, brilliantly captures the razzmatazz vaudeville pacing and spare, elegant staging Brecht called for. The cast of 60 perform like the credible cartoons they're meant to be, deftly fracturing and perverting the eloquent Shakespearean verse they speak, and evoking the crude, grandiose, raging mentality of gangsterism. Eyeball deep in the swill of 20th century politics, Brecht saw ahead better than anyone to our current plywood politicians, creatures compounded of Hollywood glitter, baby-hungry greed, and soulless disconnect to law. That's entertainment, and that's breathable air.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic whose work appears in The Village Voice. This summer, Les Liaisons Dangereuses with Diane Wiest and Ann Archer is in production at the Williamstown Theater Festival. At the Berkshire Theater Festival, Julie Harris stars in Tu Satala.